بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has always taught us and emphasized this aspect, that we should be thankful to one another and we should be most appreciative for what others do for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, Ashkarun nas lillah, ashkuruhum linnas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who is most appreciative of what Allah does for him, or the one who is most appreciative of what people do for him, that person is in actual fact most appreciative and thankful to Allah. The more appreciative and thankful you are to those who do things for you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, then you are most thankful to Allah azza wa jalla. That's why in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ سَلَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. If you cannot appreciate what people do for you, then in reality you have not appreciated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have not been thankful to Allah. And there are so many people on a daily basis. There are those around us, our parents, starting with our parents. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. Those who we should be most thankful to and most appreciative of throughout our life is our parents. Allah has said it in the Quran, appreciate me and appreciate your parents. Be thankful to me and be thankful to your parents. Then we have others, the spouse, the wife around us. Make each other feel appreciated. When a person feels appreciated, when a person is made to feel appreciated, then that person will always do more than what is expected of that person. You want somebody to do more than what is just expected, then you should appreciate that person. Naturally, you also, if you are appreciated, you will naturally go out of way to do more than what is expected of you. But if you are not felt appreciated, then you will only do what is expected from you. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.